meeting your gatekeeper or spirit helper exercise. You might want to do this exercise one for each entity that you are wishing to make a connection with. Some people find that their gatekeeper or spirit helper are actually one in the same, and so they do not need two guides. But for most, they feel that they have a spirit helper and a gatekeeper. So let's assume you are doing this particular exercise to find out who your gatekeeper is. And again, if you wish to do it one more time to meet your spirit helper, then I highly recommend you do so. So, having assumed that you've done all your basic essentials, sit or lie comfortably. Close your eyes and take a few more deep calming breaths. Relax your thoughts. Just let them flow in and out of your mind. Try not to pay attention to them or follow them. Just let them flow in and out. Next, open up your third eye area and then your crown chakra. Making sure that you are highly protected at this time and using either your viewing screen or your inner vision, and erect a large golden bubble encompassing you entirely. Picture yourself in this gold bubble of protection. Feel the warmth and comfort of the energy in the bubble. Focus once again on relaxing the mind and the body. Sit for a moment and enjoy this beautiful, peaceful state you have created for yourself. You should now be in the alpha and moving into the theta brainwave state. You are totally relaxed and yet alert. Now focus on your third eye. Pay attention to any colors or images that you may see. As we are in the early part of this exercise, please do not be discouraged if you do not see or sense any spirits yet. Not everyone will see their gatekeeper or spirit helper right away. This would be a good time for you to expand your auric field out as far as you possibly can. The next part of this is really up to you. If you wish to go into your sacred room and meet your spirit helper or gatekeeper this way, as you have done before in prior exercises, feel free to do so. These guides are waiting to come into your awareness. They know that you wish to start on your mediumship journey, and they have been waiting in the wings to come in and meet you, and for you to become familiar with them and their unique energy. So at this time, go ahead and ask your gatekeeper guide to come forward in the name of the Divine Source. You may feel their presence in several different ways. There might be an energy change in the room. You may feel a presence standing behind you. You may even start to see their figure in your mind's eye or in your sacred room. Ask them to come forward even more so that you can see them more clearly and bring them into sharper focus. They are helping you at this very same time by raising up your vibration so that you are able to be with their energy comfortably. Take your time with this. There is no need to hurry the process. Your gatekeeper guide will be with you for as long as they are needed. And as you are a psychic clairvoyant as well, your gatekeeper guide will be with you always until you no longer need them. Some people ask me, well, don't I have a guardian angel to do this type of work for me? And the answer is, yes, you do. But your guardian angel has a slightly different task or purpose, which really does not involve mediumship. So that's why you have special guides from your outer band of guides to help you with this. But always feel free to call your angels in and to be close with you at any time you are doing either mediumship work or psychic clairvoyant work. Next, you will be asking some questions of your new friend. Now, you may hear a response in your thoughts. You may feel the response clairsentiently. And you should see some sort of image in your third eye that answers your question. You will receive information in whichever one of your extrasensory faculties is most attuned. And if nothing much happens, your guide may come later in a dream. So please be on the alert for this possibility. Once you sense that your guide is present, you can ask him, her, any one of the following. What is your name? Are you my gatekeeper guide or my helper guide? Do I actually have two guides to assist me in doing mediumship? Can you come into focus a little bit more so I can see you better? Now ask them, how they're going to let you know that they are present in the room. Perhaps you may feel a very slight touch or tingly sensations. Some people, like myself, actually feel the guide pressing against my body, maybe on the right side or the left side. Some guides ask that you meet with them on a weekly basis. This is not necessary for your gatekeeper, but if you found that your gatekeeper and mediumship helper are one and the same, then you will want to set a time to work with them and to communicate with them so that you're absolutely sure when it is this particular guide who is present. Once you have established initial contact with one or more of your mediumship guides, you will begin to feel a sense of peace and comfort, knowing that they are always present when you are doing what we call the work. It doesn't hurt to formally call them in when you are getting ready to do a session. This is more for you than it is for the spirit guide. Now thank your guides for all the work they do and for communicating with you. Let them know you will be meeting with them soon. If you really wish to start your development as a medium, then you will set that time to communicate with them, all the great mediums of the past and the present have their guides that they work with very closely. It is like working with a very close associate every day of your life, and you get to know each other very well. Go ahead and now reground. Clear your energy. And now envision your bubble, your beautiful golden bubble, rising above you and up into the heavens. Thank the Divine Source for your experience. And remember, it's always good to keep a record of anything that has occurred in your journal. If nothing much happened this first time around, please do not be discouraged. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to start making that strong connection.